Okay, let's unpack this. When we talk about the clean energy revolution, our minds often jump straight to the technology, right? The sleek solar panels, the efficient batteries, the wind turbines spinning gracefully. But have you ever stopped to think about the people behind the panels? The ones like literally putting the sun to work. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the fascinating world of solar installers.
And what's truly compelling about this deep dive is that we have a really comprehensive look at the solar industry's human engine.
Right.
Our goal isn't just to list facts, but to really extract the critical insights about what it takes to, well, build, train, and sustain this absolutely vital workforce.
Okay.
We'll explore everything from their daily grind to their maybe surprising career paths, and even the industry's biggest challenges when it comes to hiring them.
And you'll quickly see why this exploration is so timely. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects that the employment of solar PV installers is set to grow a staggering 22% from 2022 to 2032.
Wow, 22%.
Yeah, that's not just faster than average, that's much faster than the average for all occupations. It kind of begs the question, what's truly driving this surge? And, what does it mean for the people doing the work and for the companies trying to hire them? So solar energy is absolutely exploding. I mean, it's no longer just some niche sector,
That's a good
right?
haul.
It's rapidly becoming one of the fastest growing components of the global energy mix. So what's really fueling this incredible acceleration?
Well, it's really a combination of powerful forces working together. You've got declining solar technology costs, making it way more accessible than it used to be.
Right, cheaper panels.
Exactly. Then you have state and federal incentives, like, those from the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, which is channeling significant federal investment into green energy. That makes it more affordable for homeowners and businesses.
Okay.
And layered on top of that is just a rapidly increasing public awareness about sustainable energy. People want this stuff.
Yeah, you see it everywhere now.
You do. And if you think about it, solar PV installers are truly at the heart of this expansion. They're the ones translating all that policy and tech innovation into actual power on rooftops and in fields.
And that rapid growth, which is, fantastic for the planet, brings a really significant challenge for the industry. How do you meet that massive labor demand?
Yeah, that's the crunch.
This isn't just a small operational hiccup. It's making staffing a top strategic priority for basically every company in the solar industry, whether they're, giant utility scale developers or those smaller residential installers.
Absolutely.
It's about getting the right people with the right skills at the right time. So let's get down to brass tacks then. For someone actually on the roof or out at a massive solar farm, what does a solar installer do day to day? What does that practical side look like?
Okay, so a solar PV installer's role is incredibly hands-on and quite varied. Their core responsibilities include assessing site locations and structures for suitability.
Making sure it works, basically.
Yeah, they're the ones making sure a roof can even handle a system or that the ground is prepped right. Then, of course, they install the solar panels, the inverters, and all the crucial mounting equipment.
Okay.
They're also responsible for connecting these systems to the existing electrical grid or increasingly integrating them with battery storage units.
Right, the battery part is getting bigger.
It is. And it doesn't stop at installation. They perform maintenance and repairs on older systems and critically ensure everything complies with local electrical and building codes. This is huge.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing blend of skills needed. It certainly combines mechanical aptitude with fundamental electrical knowledge, a deep understanding of safety compliance, and like robust problem-solving skills.
Definitely.
I can also imagine the physical demands involved, working at heights, often in variable weather conditions, sun, rain, wind.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely requires significant physical fitness and an unwavering attention to safety. You can't cut corners there.
Absolutely not. And while some installations follow standardized layouts, especially maybe utility scale stuff, it's not always a cookie cutter job.
Yeah.
Many projects, particularly residential ones, require custom engineering and adaptability based on unique roof structures, different orientations, specific energy needs.
Right. Every house is different.
Exactly. That's why problem solving is so crucial. You're not just assembling parts, you're often kind of innovating on the fly to make it work perfectly.
So, for many of you out there, perhaps pondering a career change or maybe just entering the workforce, this next part is really insightful. What does it actually take to get started as a solar installer? What's the pathway look like?
Typically, the entry point is a high school diploma or GED. That's usually the baseline.
Okay.
Now, while that's required, most employers really prefer candidates who have some additional certifications or technical training. It just gives them a leg up. For instance, programs like the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners, or NABCEEP, which, for those unfamiliar, is essentially the gold standard for certifications in this field.
Okay, NABCP, good to know.
Yeah, having that can add a lot of credibility and significantly improve your job prospects.
So, beyond those basics, what are the core competencies someone needs for real success in this role? What are employers looking for?
Well, we're talking about things like electrical systems knowledge, even if basic to start, the ability to read blueprints and schematics, and crucially, OSHA safety training.
Right, OSHA. Gotta have that.
That's from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and it's mandatory for site safety. You also need some understanding of roofing and structural installation techniques, plus proficiency with power tools and hand tools.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is important, we can't forget the soft skills, which are just as vital.
Like what?
Teamwork, reliability, clear communication, and, you know, excellent customer service. After all, you're often working in or around someone's home or business.
Good point. Okay, so what about the training time? How long does it take to get qualified?
And this is what's particularly appealing for many of the training durations. It can be surprisingly quick, taking as little as 4 to 12 weeks, depending on the specific program.
4 weeks? Really?
Yeah. For example, a short-term boot camp might be 4 to 8 weeks. A technical certificate program might be around 3 to 6 months. And a more formal apprenticeship typically runs 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
This kind of fast-track setup leading to a high-demand job without years and years of schooling makes it a really attractive option for a lot of people.
Wow, that really shifts the paradigm for career paths, doesn't it? No 4-year degree is needed, generally.
Not usually, no.
That makes solar installation one of the few high-growth careers accessible without, you know, the burden of significant college debt. That's a huge economic mobility story right there.
It really is.
Okay, let's tackle the big questions on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
Are solar installer jobs actually in demand? And perhaps even more importantly for many, do solar installers make good money?
Okay, short answers.
Yes.
Yes and yes.
All right.
Solar installer jobs are absolutely in high demand across all sectors, residential, commercial, utility scale projects, you name it.
Okay.
We're seeing data that indicates over 30% of solar companies are reporting difficulty filling installer positions. That tells you something right there.
Yeah, that's a big number.
It is. And if current clean energy targets are to be met, the U.S. solar workforce is projected to literally double by 2030.
Double. Wow.
That's massive growth.
Okay, so the demand is there. What about the pay?
As for compensation, the numbers are quite compelling. Entry-level positions typically range from, say, $18, $22 an hour.
Okay, starting out.
Mid-level installers, maybe folks with 2 to 5 years of experience, they can earn a solid $24, $30 an hour.
Getting better.
And experienced installers or crew leads often bring in $60,000, $75,000 a year, sometimes even more depending on the projects and location.
So like a real career wage.
Definitely. The 2023 median annual wage was around $48,000, with the top earners making over $70,000. Now, these figures can vary, you know, by region and project size.
Sure. Cost of living, et cetera.
Exactly. But it's also pretty common to see additions like overtime pay, per diem for travel, and project bonuses, especially on those larger, more complex installations.
So it really sounds like a job seeker's market out there right now. Pretty favorable conditions.
Absolutely.
That gives individuals some real leverage when negotiating not just wages, but also benefits and maybe even important career development opportunities, right?
That's exactly right. It's a good time to be looking for these roles.
That's fantastic to hear about the current compensation. But what about the long game? You know, what are the actual career paths for solar installers? What does upward mobility look like in this growing field?
Yeah, good question. There are actually quite a few clear advancement paths. Installers can move into roles like crew lead or foreman, where they're overseeing job sites and managing teams.
Okay, leadership.
Right. Mm. Project manager is another logical step, handling everything from scheduling to budgeting and permits. That takes more organizational skill.
Mm-hmm.
Some transition into solar sales or site assessor positions, leveraging their direct field knowledge to consult with clients, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they know it's possible.
Exactly. Others with some further training can become a solar designer or maybe an engineer assistant, or specialize as a battery or storage technician, which, as we mentioned, is a rapidly growing area.
Right, the battery side again?
Yep. And it's worth noting that upskilling through online certifications, maybe some manufacturer training, and just hands-on experience is often sufficient to move into these roles without necessarily needing to go back for a formal degree.
That's key. Continuous learning, but not necessarily formal schooling.
Precisely. And you also see installers specializing in specific areas as the industry matures. Think electrical integration specialists, purely battery storage solutions experts, EV charging station installation.
Oh, yeah. EV chargers, too.
Yeah. That's often linked now. Mm. Or large-scale commercial system installation and even solar farm operations and maintenance. The pathways are really diversifying.
That's a really clear picture of progression. So where are these jobs most concentrated? For someone listening, thinking about entering the field, where are the most solar installer jobs geographically?
Well, solar jobs tend to be concentrated in states with strong renewable energy mandates and generous solar incentives. That's usually the driver.
Makes sense. Follow the policy.
Pretty much. California is, not surprisingly, number one in total solar capacity and jobs. It's just huge there.
Still leading. Okay.
Other top states include Texas, Florida, Arizona, Nevada, New York, and Massachusetts. Those are kind of the big players right now.
Got it.
But we're also seeing exciting growth in emerging states like Illinois, Virginia, and Colorado, which are actively investing in green job pipelines.
Okay, so spreading out a bit.
Definitely. And as we discussed, the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, is really encouraging expansion into the Midwest, the Northeast, and even into former coal transition regions, which could shift the geographic landscape even further in the coming years.
Very interesting. Okay, so it sounds like an incredibly rewarding career path for the individual. But let's flip it. From the company's perspective, there's a distinct flip side to this coin. How do they hire qualified installers quickly enough to keep up with all this demand?
Ah, yes. That's the strategic pinch point for the industry right now. Companies are facing significant labor shortages and, frankly, a stark demand-supply imbalance.
Right.
While solar employment is indeed growing fast, the availability of trained workers simply hasn't kept pace. It's lagging behind.
How big is the gap?
Well, the SEI, the Solar Energy Industries Association, estimates that while there are over 250,000 Americans in the solar industry right now, the workforce demand could exceed 400,000 by the early 2030s.
Wow, nearly double again.
Yeah, it's a significant gap to fill. And this gap is driven by a few things. An aging skilled trades workforce in general. Intense competition for workers from other industries like construction, sometimes limited public awareness of solar careers, geographic mismatches between where jobs are and where trained people live, and sometimes regulatory hurdles that slow things down.
So this isn't just a logistical problem to solve, like finding trucks or something.
No, no.
It's a fundamental strategic concern that impacts the industry's long-term sustainability, its ability to actually scale up to meet targets, and ultimately its profitability.
Exactly right. It's a board-level concern. To combat this, companies are deploying a whole range of proven hiring strategies. Many are partnering directly with trade schools and community colleges to build recruitment funnels.
Smart. Get them early.
Or they're using specialized solar staffing agencies for pre-vetted job-ready candidates, which can be faster.
Okay.
We're seeing more on-the-job training programs to upskill existing staff or bring in less experienced folks, robust referral bonuses to tap into employee networks.
People trust referrals.
They do. And even seasonal or regional hiring strategies to adjust to project cycles and weather patterns. In this kind of climate, speed to hire is definitely becoming a competitive differentiator.
And on the flip side of that, what are some of the biggest hiring mistakes companies should really try to avoid if they want to build effective, safe teams?
Yeah, there are definitely some common pitfalls. Skipping essential safety certifications, particularly OSHA compliance, is absolutely non-negotiable, but sometimes gets rushed.
Big mistake.
Huge. Underestimating the physical requirements of the job can lead to high turnover pretty quickly. Hiring based only on immediate availability, rather than a genuine fit for the team culture and the demands of the work, is another trap.
Just getting a warm body isn't enough.
Not for the long run, no. Companies also need to be really careful to match crew experience to the specific project-type residential work. It's quite different from a massive utility-scale farm. And finally, sometimes overlooking those crucial soft skills like teamwork and communication can significantly undermine team performance and ultimately project success, even if everyone is technically skilled.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so beyond the immediate hiring challenges and strategies, what are some of the larger, maybe more subtle trends shaping the solar workforce as a whole right now?
Well, one major trend is the evolving role of staffing agencies and these broader workforce development programs. Agencies are proving invaluable by providing faster access to trained, job-ready talent.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer companies essential workforce scalability, you know, flexing up or down without the burden of permanent HR overhead.
Flexibility, yeah.
Simultaneously, workforce development programs often run by community colleges, nonprofits, or local governments are really stepping up to build these critical training pipelines. Many now offer intensive boot camps that can prepare individuals for entry-level jobs in just a few weeks.
We talked about those, yeah.
And they're directly linking clean energy expansion to tangible job creation, often focusing on underserved communities, which is a great angle.
That's fantastic. What else?
Another crucial trend, and it's a positive one, is the push for diversity and inclusion. Historically, let's be honest, the solar workforce, like many trades, has lacked diversity.
Right.
But there's a conscious and growing effort to change that. We're seeing slow but steady improvement with more women, veterans, and minorities entering the field.
Good to hear. How are they doing that?
Strategies include things like targeted outreach in high schools and colleges, offering paid apprenticeships to remove financial barriers, forming partnerships with diverse community organizations, and implementing DEI diversity, equity, and inclusion training for managers.
Okay.
Staffing firms, interestingly, are often playing a pivotal role here too by actively widening their recruiting funnels to find talent from a broader pool.
Interesting role for them. What about technology?
Technology is also increasingly playing a significant role beyond just the panels themselves. As projects grow in complexity, digital tools are optimizing everything from planning to workforce deployment.
Like what kind of tools?
We're talking about mobile apps for scheduling and tracking progress, cloud-based HR software for efficiency, and even advanced tools like drone surveys for site assessment and 3D mapping before installation even begins.
Cool.
We're also seeing augmented reality, AR, and a virtual reality, VR simulations being used for training.
For training? How does that work?
Well, it significantly enhances safety and compliance on job sites by allowing installers to practice complex tasks or emergency procedures in a totally controlled, safe environment before they ever step onto a real roof or structure.
Wow. Okay, that's smart. Anything else?
And finally, unionization and worker protections are becoming more prominent, particularly in certain regions or on larger projects. Labor unions are stepping in to represent solar installers, advocating for fair wages, safe working conditions, and clear career pathways with benefits. Unionized jobs, which you often find in public works or larger utility-scale projects, tend to offer better benefits packages and maybe longer-term job security.
Mm-hmm.
And with significant federal investments in renewable energy, now often linked to things like prevailing wage standards and formal apprenticeship requirements, many employers are proactively raising compensation and offering more structured training opportunities to meet these new benchmarks anyway.
So the policy is driving some standardization there too.
It seems to be, yeah.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, our listener? It's pretty clear that the transition to clean energy isn't just about the impressive technology. It's driving a profound labor revolution right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Solar installers are truly the boots on the ground workforce, making this green transition real for all of us, installing the very infrastructure of our energy future, one panel at a time.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, the long-term forecast for solar installer jobs remains exceptionally positive. Projections suggest solar installation jobs will grow more than 2 times by 2034.
2 times again?
Yeah, and potentially over 800,000 solar-related jobs may be created if ambitious net zero goals are pursued across the economy.
That's incredible potential.
It is. And this raises an important question for the future. As battery storage integration becomes more common, as we've discussed, and new technologies like, say, solar shingles or building integrated PV emerge, the complexity and the value of installer skill sets will only continue to increase. They'll need to keep learning.
So it's evident that staffing solar installers isn't merely about filling jobs. It's fundamentally about building a robust foundation for a sustainable energy future.
Well said.
We encourage you to consider how these essential workers are not just putting panels on roofs, but quite literally plugging us into the future, and maybe what surprising role you might discover you can play in this ongoing energy transformation.